with Meineke. Meineke Car Care. They are so transparent with e-inspection, which shows photos of the problem and the fix. Meineke is my favorite part of America. And my second favorite part? The cowboys and their horses. Remember, I only trust Meineke with Meineke, a one-stop shop for total car care.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. If you have any questions about how to report your cryptocurrency investments or your gambling wins or your employment taxes or any other tax question, call New Hope Tax Defense. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up on the program, we're going to be joined by Wayne Allen Root, the host of Raw and Unfiltered from 3 until 6 every day. And by the way, one of the things we're going to talk about is an election coming up 50 days from now. Early voting begins October 22nd. And what that means is you're going to have a chance to change what is wrong with our government. If you don't like the direction our country is headed in, then you need to vote. It's that simple. If you don't like the high inflation, if you don't like the high gas prices, and by the way, to our national media friends, I remind you that the price of gasoline, at least in Southern Nevada, where I get gas, it's up, back up over $5 a gallon. It's going up. It's not going down. The Strategic Oil Reserve, we are getting low on gasoline and on petroleum products. That's going on right now. They can, you know, the president can say, well, the price of gasoline's coming down. It ain't coming down here. Stay where you are. Lots more to come. We'll check in with Wayne Allen Root, the host of Raw and Unfiltered. That's all coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
No known safe amount of marijuana use during pregnancy. Marijuana is not safe for pregnant or breastfeeding women and their babies. Everything a mother eats, drinks, or smokes affects her developing baby or enters her breast milk. Just like alcohol and tobacco, using marijuana can have negative effects for your baby. Any form of marijuana may be harmful during pregnancy and while breastfeeding. Marijuana can affect your ability to care for your baby or someone else's baby. It is best for women to quit using while pregnant and breastfeeding. If you are pregnant or a new mother using marijuana, you are urged to seek help to quit. Pregnant women receive priority admission at state-funded treatment centers. Visit SoberMomsHealthyBabies.org. That's SoberMomsHealthyBabies.org or call 211. This message, sponsored by the Nevada Division of Public and Behavioral Health, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and the station.
We'll be right back. Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip.
AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas.
Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Well, the last post has been sounded at the state funeral of Queen Elizabeth II as the nation fell silent to honor Britain's longest reigning monarch. Correspondent Charles de la Desma has the story.
The king had led members of the royal family in a procession behind the coffin to Westminster Abbey, where world leaders were among the congregation at the hour-long service. During the sermon, the Archbishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby, remembers Queen Elizabeth.
Now gone from us, she was joyful, present to so many, touching a multitude of lives.
The coffin left the abbey to proceed by gun carriage to Wellington Arch. Charles de la Desma, London.
7.5 magnitude earthquake hitting central Mexico earlier today. No word yet on casualties. Also at townhall.com, things still look bleak for the president as his approval rating remains low before the midterms. Details from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Rasmussen Report's daily presidential tracking poll shows that 43% of likely U.S. voters approve of President Biden's job performance, 54% disapprove. The latest figures include 22% who strongly approve of the job Mr. Biden is doing and 41% who strongly disapprove. That gives him a presidential approval rating of negative 19. At this point in his presidency, Donald Trump held an approval rating of 47%, 4% higher than President Biden. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Northern California mother of two sentenced today to 18 months in prison after faking her own kidnapping so she could go back to a former boyfriend. That led to a three-week multi-state search when she finally resurfaced in 2016. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The fact of pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay. Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, I find that... Oh, so I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
If you wanted to hurt American families, what would you do? Would you open our borders, allowing deadly drugs and human trafficking to spread across our country? Would you turn federal agencies like the FBI and IRS into political weapons? Would you cause the worst inflation in a generation, then shift the debts of the wealthy onto the backs of working families? That's what Joe Biden and Catherine Cortez Masto have done. We need to fight back. We need Adam Laxalt. When government tried to strip our water and property rights, Adam Laxalt fought and won. When Big Pharma was profiting off addiction, Adam Laxalt fought them and won. When gun rights and religious liberties were under threat, Adam fought for Nevada and won. We're in a fight between what's right and what the left has done to America. Adam Laxalt will fight for us.
I'm Adam Laxalt, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Laxalt for Senate.
It's 104, and this is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Congratulations to the Las Vegas Aces. They beat the Connecticut Sun 78-71 in Game 4 of the WNBA Finals, taking the best of five series 3-1, winning the first WNBA championship in the team's franchise history. And Las Vegas will celebrate the Aces' win with a parade tomorrow on the Strip. It will begin near Caesars Palace and head south on Las Vegas Boulevard to the Bellagio, where a stage is going to be set up in front of the fountains of the Bellagio. The event will be scheduled around 5:30 tomorrow afternoon and last about an hour. Traffic southbound on Las Vegas Boulevard between Flamingo and the Bellagio are going to be shut down between 6 a.m. and about 11 o'clock tomorrow night. What a wild day in the NFL yesterday. The sportsbooks rode the Cardinals 29-23 overtime upset win of the Raiders to big wins in week two of the NFL season. BetMGM officials say the book won almost $2 million after more than $1 million in winnings in the first week. And again, the underdogs did well, 8-4-1 against the spread with six outright upsets.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, watch for a fatal accident. It has closed westbound Flamingo. That's near Decatur, so try to avoid that area. Also, crews are cleaning up another collision. That's on Interstate 11 northbound in Henderson. That's a College Drive, and it's blocking the left lane.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do, when he followed through, the exact opposite.
Check it out.
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. When you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number two of Live and Local. Good to have Wayne Allen Root on, the host of Raw and Unfiltered. He is also the author of the Great Patriot Protest and Boycott book. We'll get a chance to visit with Wayne here in just a couple of minutes. But I will tell you this. I can't think of a crazier sports weekend than what we just experienced. And I don't know how many of you were watching the Raiders game, but the way that Raiders game ended, it was incredible. It ended with a review. That's how bizarre it was. Every play it seemed like was being reviewed. Every play. And it was so much fun. Even with the Raiders losing and going to 0-2, it was still a fun sports weekend. The Aces prevailed in the WNBA title game, and it was amazing. Wayne Allen Root joining us. When was the last time you saw a weekend quite like that? So many ups and downs, but I tell you what, if you were a sports fan, Wayne, this was a great weekend for you.
We talking about NFL now? Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah.
It was a great NFL weekend. I'm start off to a great start to the season. I'm the only guy I know of in the world who's got 3 hours of radio every day and two TV shows and a new podcast deal I just signed, and so much is going on. There's not enough room to breathe, but I opened the NFL season 11-2. Not bad, right?
Did you really?
Yes, 5-0 last Sunday, and then yesterday 4-1. And then I had a couple of big Thursday winners and Monday winners, and hopefully tonight. So 11-2 so far, 11 out of 13 winners. Not bad for a guy who's real busy and not even, you know, kind of has one eye on football and the other eye on politics. But I feel really proud of the fact that I can keep both of them going.
Did you watch the end of the Raiders game?
I did.
More reviews than we saw in the final 3 minutes or the final 2 minutes of that game.
You know, everybody wants everyone in Vegas to be a Raiders fan. I'm not a Raiders fan. I didn't watch it. I watched it as an impartial observer. I wasn't against the Raiders. I wasn't for them. I was just, you know, I like watching good football. So I'm a Dallas Cowboy fan, and then, of course, I root for whoever I'm betting on that week. Those are the only two things I care about in life, and my Dallas Cowboys, without Dak Prescott, had a really solid game and started season 1-1 after opening up with Tampa Bay and Cincinnati, you know, Super Bowl team. So I think, despite no Dak, there's life in the Dallas Cowboys. So the Raiders just, I'm not a Raiders fan. I never have been. If I'm betting on them this week, I'm for them. If I'm betting against them, I'm against them. Yesterday, I wasn't interested in the game, but I loved watching, you know, the last minutes of the game, and that was pretty exciting stuff.
Let me just ask, do you worry that at 0-2 that they may not recover from this, or do you think it's a long season and they'll find their way?
You know, my answer, honest answer is I don't care. I don't care about the Raiders. I couldn't care less if they go 0-17. I just don't care. First of all, I hate liberals, right? I mean, I just can't stand them anymore. I don't want to be in the same zip code as a liberal. And the owner of the Raiders is a liberal BS artist, you know? Here's a guy that didn't even show up at the Raiders opening home game because he wanted to be in Connecticut with the Aces. Do you know what BS that is? He didn't care about the Aces. His team has problems with racism, John Gruden, right? Had problems with sexism. There were quite a few people are suing him for sexual harassment. So him and the league decided, another scam, the NFL's one big scam, the league is filled with BS artists, and they've decided that, oh, you got to go to the Connecticut game. Do me a favor, Mark, go to the Connecticut game so it looks like you're a sensitive man who cares about women. He didn't care about the Aces. You know, the Aces on a scale of 1 to 10 are a 0 compared to an NFL football game. Even winning the championship is a 0 compared to an average game in the NFL. It's unimportant. He wouldn't have been there in a million years. Matter of fact, even my own kids knew. My son's 18. He was over my house watching the Cowboys game, and then we watched the end of the Raiders game. And I told him that the owner of the Raiders wasn't at the game. And you know what he said to me? My 18-year-old son said to me, oh, that'd be funny to have a camera on him while he's in the owner's booth watching the Aces game, and the entire time he's watching the Raiders game on his phone, making believe he's watching the Aces game. And that's exactly what happened, I guarantee you. He was sitting there in Connecticut because he's getting sued for racism and sexual harassment, and he has to make everything look good, so he has to make believe he cares about women. That's all it comes down to.
And by the way, at least the Aces get a parade. It's not a long parade, but it's a short parade.
Well, do they deserve a parade is the question. Does anyone in Vegas care about women's basketball? You know, that's like me giving a parade for the badminton champion. And nobody cares. It's just a fact of life. It's not an anti-woman opinion by me. It's just it's a fact of life that women's basketball has anemic ratings. Nobody shows up at the games, and nobody watches the games. Nobody cares. If a tree fell in the forest and nobody was watching, did it really fall? Nobody's there to witness it. I'm telling you, nobody cares about women's basketball. So you could say, oh, Wayne Root is sexist. Really? Where are all the women watching women's basketball? They're not. Matter of fact, I know lots of women, lots of friends of my wife. None of them ever watch women's basketball. They couldn't care less about women's basketball. So women don't care. Why should men care?
Good point. Good point. Again, Wayne Allen Root joining us, the host of Raw and Unfiltered, 3 to 6 in the afternoon, Monday through Friday. And he is the busiest man in Sin City. He really honestly is. I want to ask you about something that I know you do care about, and that is the election coming up 50 days from now.
You know what? I want to change the topic for a minute because it's something I want to talk about. I think you'll be very interested in. So will your listeners, right? You know that the biggest news in America, I don't know if you're aware, Kevin, that's my idea. That's DeSantis using Wayne Root's idea. Just like, you know, I was the guy in America who came up with the idea that Trump should use the should declare a national security emergency at the border, allowing him to therefore grab money from and it made, you know, amazing national news and worldwide news when Trump came on my show to talk about it. And I'm telling you, this was my idea 10 years ago, maybe even 12 years ago. It was a long time ago. I wrote a series of articles about how to deal with illegal immigration, and I said the number one thing we have to do is we have to ship all the illegals, whether by bus, by train, or by plane, start shipping them. Every Republican governor, start shipping them to all the liberal elitist cities. And I said, like Martha on the Upper East Side of Manhattan, but I mentioned Martha's Vineyard. And I said, let them show up in liberal, rich towns and watch them lose their minds. Because they love open borders until you send them to their town. They don't want their kids going to be near them and play with them or go to school with them. They don't want to be near them. They don't want to step over them when they walk into their little expensive hair salon. They want nothing to do with illegal aliens. We can show liberals for the complete liars, frauds, hypocrites that they are. They're ruining America, but they don't care as long as it's not their city. And I've talked about this on the radio for 10 years, and I've talked about it in the last month, day and night, that he's making a big mistake, DeSantis. Don't send him to New York, Chicago, and D.C. Send him to Martha's Vineyard, Scarsdale, Grayneck. For the weekend. Liberals have lost their minds. They're the biggest hypocrites that ever lived, and they want nothing to do with illegals as long as they're in their town or going to their kid's school. They want nothing to do with them.
And what about the charges that this is essentially using these kids and these families as political pawns? You buy that?
Well, first of all, I'm about to write a column, so I'll break the story on your show, not even my own show. Here's the column I'm about to write. This is the way to handle that charge. From now on, I want DeSantis and Abbott and a few other Republican governors who are smart enough to do Wayne's ideas to line up hundreds of buses wherever the illegals are dumped by the federal government. And on those buses are signs. Go to Beverly Hills. Go to Martha's Vineyard. Go to Scarsdale. Go to Grey Neck. And tell the illegals in Spanish, by the way, choose whatever bus you want. Do you want to go to Beverly Hills? Get on. No one can ever say we took advantage of them. No one can ever say we kidnapped them. I want to send you where you want to go. You want Nantucket? We're going to Nantucket. You want Palo Alto? We're going to Palo Alto. You want Beverly Hills? We're going to Beverly Hills. And from now on, we didn't force them to go anywhere. They chose where they wanted to go. Just make sure the buses are aimed at the richest towns in America and let the illegals choose. And no one can ever say we kidnapped them, we used them, we sent them somewhere they didn't understand or didn't want to go. This is the new answer to destroy the left. And I even came up with a corollary. Not only rich towns, Kevin, but we should be sending those buses to the richest college campuses in America. I want to bus thousands of illegal aliens from Mexico to Harvard, to Princeton, to Dartmouth, to Columbia. Drop them off right in the middle of the Ivy League campus and watch the students run for their lives. All those little, rich, liberal, spoiled brats who have been around other little, rich liberals their whole lives have never seen an illegal alien. All they do is talk about how great they are and how wonderful the open border is. Let's fill their dormitories with illegal aliens and see how they like it.
Yeah, and out here, send them to Cal Berkeley.
And right, here's another great one. Cal Berkeley and Stanford. And USC. USC is another one. USC deserves them, too. Filled with liberals, all the little rich spoiled brats whose daddies run Hollywood. Their kids go to USC. So fill USC with illegal aliens, too. I want to send them everywhere where all the hypocrites open their big mouths and tell us how great illegal immigration is and how we have to be so sensitive and so nice to people that have broken into our country. Let's see you. Well, you know, one of my friends is a big shot. The greatest, thank you. And she said, I want to tell you something. We almost did. Me and all my friends in the California and Los Angeles chapter of the GOP, we took the addresses down of all the big mouth liberals that love open borders, who are officials and politicians, and we were going to take an ad out and give the address to all the illegal immigrants to show up on their lawns. And then we decided that they would sue us and we might lose, you know, we might be charged with millions of dollars in losses. Who knows what kind of legal repercussions with a liberal judge and a liberal jury. So we decided not to do it. But you have to understand, this is what we need to do. All the people that love them, they should house them. Obama should make room in his mansion, grab 8 of his 12 bedrooms. For killing them. And I think that might teach a lesson to all the liberals in America. You know, if you like them so much, you take care of them.
Let me ask you, is this, other than being great theater, I mean, I love what Ron DeSantis and Greg Abbott are doing, but other than great theater, will this have any impact on the election? Will we see clips of this and scripts, you know, that say, you know, Republicans are kidnapping innocent men, women, and children? Is it going to move the needle at all?
Well, I think we should be the ones with the scripts. It shouldn't be them with the scripts saying we're kidnapping. First of all, the average American would laugh at that. I believe a landslide's coming. I don't care what polls say, how close it is. It's only close for two reasons. One, the polls are lying. The polls are frauds. The polls don't know what they're doing. The average Trump voter doesn't speak to pollsters. And two, the only reason they would be even slightly close is because Democrats rig and steal elections. That's the only reason they're close. And let me give you a third reason. Republicans. Swamp Republicans who don't know what issues play with the American people. This is my idea, and I'll bet my life it plays with the American people. I'd run ads day and night showing the illegals getting off in Martha's Vineyard and showing the reaction of white liberals who are horrified by it. Go speak to them and put a mic in their face and watch the white liberals say, oh my God, I don't want these people in my place. Go to the houses where they have signs in front that say, we welcome illegal immigrants here. Really? Let's knock on their door and ask them if they want to give a bedroom or two to an illegal immigrant and watch their reaction. I think this is the perfect campaign slogan and theme and ads to destroy them in the midterms, because middle America wants nothing to do with all these illegal aliens. Our country's being flooded with people that don't belong here. They're coming from crap holes, and they're turning our nation into a crap hole. And I'll tell you what, it's time to push back hard.
In the last couple of polls, the Emerson poll, we found that 11, 12%, maybe 13% of voters are undecided in the local races here, the Senate and the governor's race. And I'm just curious, do you think people are finally engaged? Do you think voters are engaged yet?
Well, I mean, look, I'm not going to make predictions about Nevada, because I just think, look, I hope and pray Lombardo wins and Laxalt wins and all of our congressional candidates win. But if there's a state in America that I completely rigged, it's Nevada. Completely rigged. First of all, we get the right for all illegals to have driver's licenses, and every one of them that goes to DMV is automatically registered to vote. So all the illegals are voting in our state, and that's the margin of difference in every election. Democrats win by razor-thin margins, and the illegals are giving them that margin. So people who don't even belong in America, who are criminals, who are illegally in America, are handing the country, and in this case our state and our city, to Democrats, who just therefore open the borders and let more of them in. It's a vicious cycle, and it's a criminal cycle, and it's disgusting. So I don't know what's going to happen in Nevada. It's very tough to say that Republicans are going to win in Nevada. I just don't know. I hope so. Nationwide, I think we're doing great, because not every place is as rigged and as fraudulent as Nevada. We are just really bad here, and I just don't trust anything that happens here. There's no voter ID. There's mail-in ballots to everyone. There's now ballot harvesting legal. The whole thing is a mess. There's no signature verification in Nevada, and I believe that illegals are all voting by several hundred thousand in the state of Nevada. So everything's wrong here, but I do believe around the country there's a backlash against Democrats, and yes, everyone's motivated, everyone's focused, because really not even because of illegal immigration, because of inflation. Inflation, inflation, inflation. That's the issue. Republicans should be talking about it 24 hours a day, appealing to women with a pocketbook issue who keep the budgets to their homes and who understand what a disaster it is. I'm telling you, it's a disaster. No one's talking about this. People can't make ends meet. Millions of people are going to be homeless in the next year if this inflation keeps up, and it is. It's not going away. It will absolutely stay the same or get worse. So there's going to be millions of homeless people in this country who used to be middle-class people, and if they don't vote Republican, they're going to find the results, because Joe Biden has destroyed our economy, and he's destroyed a friend of mine called me 5 minutes ago. He's black. He lives in Los Angeles. He's a liberal, and we do some business together, and he called me about a particular business matter, and he just happened to say to me, I don't know what's going on in Nevada, but nobody here can survive. I said, what do you mean? He said, first of all, the inflation is killing us. No one can pay their bills. But he said, worse than that, he said, I'm friends with 20, 30 business owners. He said, none of us have any employees. There are no employees in America anymore. Nobody wants to work. This is a black Democrat saying this to me. He called me to ask me to explain to him what's going on. He said, I may be coming over to your side. I do believe that if the media was not as bad as they are, and the social media wasn't as bad as they are, and the school system wasn't completely brainwashing our kids, I believe the whole country would be Republican conservative at this point. But there's so much brainwashing out there and so much propaganda and so many lies that we have to overcome all of that. But the whole nation would be Republican if the media ever admitted the truth about what Biden has done to the inflation, what Biden's done to the economy, what Biden's done to the border, what Biden's done to our lives with vaccine mandates, how many people have died because they had to have choose between their job and a shot, and now they're dead, and that means Biden killed them. He demanded they take a shot they never should have taken.